Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the microphone messiah, Philip Antwine, and I am joined by not Brandon or Katie or even Brian. Tim from Pro Wrestling Unlimited is back on the BC. Tim, what's going on, man?
Not much. Glad to be back. Always fun. I had a great time last time with you guys, so I'm like, you know what? I want to do this again.
Absolutely. You're always welcome. You're always welcome. So today, as you can tell by the title of the video and podcast, we are going to be talking WWE Night of Champions. I know we are a couple days late, but your boy was on the move. Your boy was on the move. So now we're finally getting a chance to do this. So first up, overall, what did you think of the show itself?
I thought for the most part, it was a pretty good show. I'm going to be honest. You know, there was a great main event, a great opening match, a little kind of a lull in the middle. Some things weren't all that great, like the women's matches and whatnot. But I thought overall, it started and ended really good and had some good stuff in the middle. So I would give it a thumbs up.
For sure, for sure. So Seth freaking Rollins takes on the phenomenal AJ Styles in the tournament final to crown a new world heavyweight champion. Like we discussed, it has the lineage from 2002 to 2013. This match went 20 minutes and 40 seconds. They didn't really hit that like upper crescendo that I thought they could have, but all in all, still two of the best in the world. It was a great match, and Seth Rollins walks away as the brand new world heavyweight champion.
You know, as you said, it didn't hit the crescendo. I felt like it was missing something as well. Like, I was going into this match going, oh, this is going to be match of the year contender. And I'm like, it was great. But I would actually put it under, and I don't know if you've seen NXT Battleground yet, I would almost put this under Ilya Dragunov and Dijak in a Last Man Standing match.
Yeah, I have seen Battleground. I tweeted out, I think that was show of the weekend. Like, just
yes. Oh, that's what I thought too.
Consistently, it hit on all the levels. Ilya Dragunov and what was it, Dijak. Give it up for him, man. They did a hell of a job. Those spots were brutal and everything. I may recap that. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, it didn't hit that next crescendo that I thought it could have, but still a very good match. Second longest on the show. But what were your thoughts on it, man?
No, I thought it was a really good match, but again, I just felt like there was something missing. It just didn't hit that, what I would expect from AJ and Seth. I thought AJ and Seth were going to go out there. And everyone knows right now, probably the best match we've seen all year is Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. And I didn't think they were going to do a Will Ospreay-Kenny Omega match. But I thought this match could maybe hit top five best all year. And I don't think it even hit top five best all year. But as the match on this show, I thought this match was a perfect match to open up the night and really get that crowd going.
Absolutely. People were kind of speculating, would it main event or would it be the Bloodline segment? And now we know the Bloodline main evented. It all depended on where this title match was put. I thought it was a nice start. Yes, Seth. Well, really,
no, talk about placement. I think so. You know, if it was me, this match should main event because the importance of it.
Yeah.
But could anything really follow what happened with the Bloodline? I don't think so. That's why.
No, we are going to talk about that because I was moved to tears. Congratulations, Seth Rollins, Triple H, you know, awards him the title, points at him. And then there are the shots going of like when he won the NXT title for the first time. Mm. Hunter's doing the point, and obviously Dusty's no longer here, but he's here in spirit. I think it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we're moving forward.
Seth let the fans down, right? With his celebration.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't do the swing.
He didn't swing the belt. And I tweeted it out, and someone goes, that's because he respects this new title. And I go, what? So he hasn't respected the WWE or Universal or Intercontinental Championships? Because he swung all of those.
Yeah. No, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a title swing at some point if he gets like a really, really big victory that we
got. SummerSlam.
Yeah. Overcomes a monster feat. But congratulations, Seth Rollins is a new world champion, continuing the lineage onward. Moving on from that, Trish Stratus went on to defeat Becky Lynch at 14:50. Well, you're shaking your head, man.
This match was not good at all. Like, this was supposed to be a big coming out party for Zoe. And what do we remember of Zoe Stark after this match? She busted Becky's nose. And so Becky all of a sudden goes, I got a bloody nose. I need to rub it on my face. And then we just see Becky start rubbing her face with blood at the end. And then WWE wants to get a shot of Becky, but they can't because they won't show the blood on her face. So they got to angle it weird. Like, I don't know. The match itself was okay. I didn't think it was all that great at all from start to finish.
I mean, I obviously we're going to get more matches out of this with Becky and Trish. So, you know, was it better than the Charlotte match from a couple years ago?
Trish and Charlotte?
Yeah.
No.
So that was that.
I don't think so. I think Trish and Charlotte was better. Yeah.
And Trish did have a longer layoff with that one. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just all hail the queen. You know, she does her job. I know it was fine. It was fine for what they were able to do. Maybe the matches will be better. But a shout out Zoe Stark coming in and helping Trish Stratus win. So she'll get the rub of something.
I will say a few spots in this match did feel rushed to me. So maybe that was part of it.
Okay. But yeah, no, Zoe Stark showing up, helping Trish Stratus get the win. So looks like she'll get the rub from being aligned with the Hall of Famer, which is nice. Mm. Nice way to kind of really introduce her to the main roster. I really don't have anything else to say about that.
There's not much to say.
Yeah. Moving on, Gunther, the Ring General, defended successfully the Intercontinental Championship against Mustafa Ali, 8 minutes and 35 seconds. Ali had a great showing. They did the hope spots well. Like, oh my God, is this going to be it? Can he dethrone Gunther? But that was not to be. Gunther, you know, brutalized him and got the job done. And looks like he is going to keep going. I think he's going to break that honky tonk man streak come September.
This match ruled. I loved it.
It was fun.
I went into it going, oh, this ain't going to be nothing. I honestly thought this was going to be what we ended up seeing with Rhea and Natty, but no. This match got a significant amount of time, like a significant amount of time. And as you said, we got a lot of hope spots from Ali. He even hit a 450 at one point and almost got a three. He got one of those super close tooth counts. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Where's this going? Like, okay. So you can give Ali the good showing here at Night of Champions. Now, please give me some follow-up. Even if he's not the champion, no. But I want to see something more out of Mustafa Ali now because he got such a good showing here at Night of Champions. Hell, put the man in Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. Yeah, he's had a lot of start-stop on the main roster, given, he got hurt and then Kofi Mania took off and all that other stuff. So it's like a what could have been. Maybe this will finally be what the higher-ups in WWE need to see for him to start really climbing that ladder. And he possibly could do that at Money in the Bank.
And you know what keeps confusing me is they go, Mustafa Ali has never won a title here in WWE. And then I keep going, wait, he wasn't cruiserweight champion?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I always thought he was.
No, it was, he had matches for it, but he never won it.
Plenty. Yeah.
Yeah. He lost.
For some reason, he was always like pushed as one of the top guys in the cruiserweight division. So I just assumed he had won it at one point.
Yeah. He was the heart and soul of 205 Live. Yeah. Lost to Cedric, lost to Buddy Matthews.
I think he lost to Austin Aries.
Yeah, he lost a lot of guys. But hopefully Mustafa Ali can pick up some major momentum. Asuka was able to dethrone Bianca Belair at 15 minutes. Asuka's the new Raw Women's Champion. Bianca Belair's reign lasted 420 days. I know some people enjoy that number. So Bianca dodges the mist, and then Asuka just sprays mist on her hand and wipes into Bianca's eyes when she's up for the KOD, and then picks up the dub.
I liked it, but I'm confused. I thought that the reason they haven't swapped the belts back is because they didn't want to stop Bianca's reign, because Bianca's been Raw Women's Champion for so long. But if she's just going to lose the belt here, why not swap it back? Like, why not have swapped them with her and Rhea? Maybe they thought it looked goofy before, so they don't want to do it again and make it look goofy. It just looks even goofier now that the Raw champs on SmackDown and the SmackDown champs on Raw.
I think they didn't want to like just end this long historic run with a title swap. Like if she had to lose, somebody had to beat her.
Yeah.
So, but
also, was it just me or was it awkward that? And I get it. She poked her in the eyes with the finger. That afterwards, Bianca's screaming, and her face is completely clean.
Well, no, it's still like it's.
I mean, it got in her eyes, but
it's like, have you ever like been eating something spicy and like you kind of wiped your eye and like the sauce gets in there and like you wipe it off?
Yeah,
still burning.
That's what you're saying. It took me out of it a little bit when she had it all on her face and then she wiped it off.
Yeah, no, it still had the burning sensation.
Yeah,
water and whatever. Yeah, I wonder. Was it, so that was the black mist, right?
I think. Well, no, it looked more blue to me when she, especially blue. When she wiped it on Bianca's face. It looked more blue to me.
Yeah, no, we a couple years ago, or we've done this a couple times on the show. We've like listed the different types of mist in pro wrestling, what their side effects are.
Right.
Mist and pro. Let me see which one this. Yeah, I can't type. Jesus. Mist and pro wrestling. You said it was blue.
I think I'm gonna go double check right now.
Yeah.
Because I can go on WWE's website and look at the photos.
No, the blue one apparently puts your opponent to sleep.
Well, let's see. I'm going to WWE.com, going to photos of this match. We're going to zoom all the way to the end. Let's see.
So the purple one causes distraction and memory loss. The black one is said to blind your opponent. The red one is often used to burn the eyes of your opponent. So maybe it was
blue because Asuka's got the white gloves on and her fingers are now blue.
Okay. So maybe she uses red mist, but she put some food coloring in it and made it blue.
Maybe.
There we go. There we go. But all in all, congrats to Asuka. Much needed victory, much needed win. And I think Bianca was kind of getting in the same place as Cody Rhodes. You know, like you just keep winning. How are you going to overcome anything?
Yeah.
Every baby face needs adversity at some point in time. So congrats to Asuka. Bianca, she could take some time off now or whatever and then just come back and try to win the title back or just. Probably have a storyline that doesn't involve the championship. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see more of those.
I wonder if they use this for that Hulu show as far as because her and Tez are getting one of them Hulu reality shows, kind of like a Total Divas deal. So yeah. I wonder if they use this as like, oh, now she's unhappy. Now she's upset. Now she's sad that she's not the champion anymore. Maybe they use that on that show.
Oh, so have they started shooting that or is that running?
I think they started filming it at I'm not sure. Maybe Mania weekend they started filming.
Okay. Yeah, because like I remember them announcing this and
when all the networks did their upfronts, you know, yeah. And they announced all their stuff, they were there for Disney and Hulu.
Okay. Because yeah, I mean, like I was like, oh, okay, is it gonna be like a Total Divas deal or is it gonna be like a Carmella and Corey Graves? Because they had a little reality show, but it was on like WWE YouTube channel.
Yeah. No one when they were trying to and no one would pick it up. So there's like, screw it. We filmed it. We got to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
This one is directly already picked up and greenlit through Hulu.
That's awesome. Next up we had Squasher, Rhea Ripley, accompanied by Dominic, who got a big pop when he was mentioned at Double or Nothing. Rhea, she defeats Natty in a minute 10. Just squashed her and moved on.
Right. Correction, they started filming the show Rumble Weekend.
Okay,
gotcha. They've been filming for a while.
Right on. But, terrible way to spend your birthday, just getting beat up in Saudi Arabia.
You got to fly all the way halfway across the country for this. I mean, I bet you Natty did a lot of, like, community things, and she loves doing that stuff. So,
yeah.
They had a lot of people there doing PR and whatnot, like LA Knight, who apparently everybody in Saudi Arabia loved.
Yes, at the press conference, yeah, and I'm like, this dude is over everywhere.
Yeah.
He has to win that briefcase.
Also, did you see basically like the festival they had set up outside the stadium, WWE?
I did. I did see that. That was cool.
Yeah. Then you bring that to like Mania weekend.
That would be dope. All Mania.
Even had a kick the soccer ball and knock over the cans game. No reason why. They also had jump off of a two-story ledge onto one of them big old blow-up inflatable things like. Crazy stuff.
Oh, WWE's just putting out all the stops. Oh.
Yeah. They had Cody's music playing over a loudspeaker, and all of a sudden everyone stops what they're doing to do the whoa.
Yes. Saudi Arabia did not disappoint with the whoa at the press conference or in the match. How'd you like Cody's little speech or promo or at the press conference?
I thought it was good. Not too different from the Backlash one.
Yeah, and he does the, you know, what do you want to talk about and all that and all that stuff. And let's talk about the press conference. Michael Cole says that Cody Rhodes does have a broken arm. Triple H, how can you let him as an official of WWE compete? And, you know, Hunter said, hey, he's gonna fight Brock Lesnar.
He's basically said, these two aren't going to listen to me, so I'm just going to do it anyways because eventually they're going to fight somewhere.
Yeah, they kept insisting or letting us know that Cody Rhodes had a titanium cast on
during the match. Yeah. It was a callback to Dusty when he had to fight the Funks with the cast on.
Yes, 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 yes.
In Florida.
Every time they say titanium, I just keep thinking of Lex Luger. I don't know why. This is random. But yeah, Brock Lesnar was able to defeat Cody Rhodes by technical submission, 9 minutes and 40 seconds. Didn't overstay their welcome, but got a little bit more time than the Backlash match.
Correct you. According to Cody, this was not any kind of submission. Ref stopped the match. He made people know, ref stopped this match. Oh, he's like, this was not a submission. The ref stopped it.
So Brock won by ref stoppage, which...
Referee stoppage.
This was the better ref stoppage of the weekend, we can say.
Oh, yeah.
This was the...
Oh, yeah.
The better one, and yeah. But yeah, Cody was using that cast as a weapon to neutralize Brock, and Brock just locked on that Kimura.
So what are your thoughts? I want to know, because I didn't think it really was. They kept calling this a fight, but then it was just like any other wrestling match. What was the fight aspect? They hit each other a little bit harder this time?
I guess.
Like there was nothing different as far as like the rules or anything like that.
We need like an actual, like a street fight or something with these guys.
Yeah.
We need Cody to wear the jeans and the cowboy boots and the red knee pad on one of the knees like Dusty did and come out there. And I think he did that in Ring of Honor one time. I think I think he had a fight with Jay Lethal and did that. So we need to do that here. And look, I know we're PG now, but we need some color. That'll instantly, not from just Brock, from both. We need Cody's bleach blonde hair to be red. You know,
He's got blonde hair? He's blonde because, he wanted the Ric Flair bleed in the hair thing.
Yeah, I remember when he debuted that at that Ring of Honor pay-per-view. He was like, oh, he's blonde now. Right on. I like
it. Yeah.
But yeah, we need to get that because I know we're going to get a third match out of this. And does Brock go to London?
Cody Rhodes, Jay Lethal, Bull Rope match.
Yes, that's what it was. So do we go to London with this?
I don't know, because that would be unprecedented for Brock doing that many shows in a row.
Hey, money talks.
Or maybe they wait till SummerSlam.
Then what does Cody do from, or does he try to get the Money in the Bank?
Maybe. With one arm, climb the ladder.
And then Brock comes in and
oh, there you go.
Yeah, Brock comes in, hey, fuck you, boom. And then we go to SummerSlam in Detroit.
I mean, that would be a great way to set it up, but they almost don't need it because they're 1-1. They just need a rubber match.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how they do it. And then it was the main event of the show at 26 minutes and 25 seconds. Tim, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. let's talk about the setup first. The press conference, Roman came out there. And then KO comes out there and Roman's like, no, I'm trying to talk to these people. And then KO's like, no, they're going to talk to the guy that they've been waiting for 5 years. Sami Zayn comes out, huge ovation. And then in the match, Sammy grabs a mic from Mike Rome and speaks the native language. And
don't skip over when Mike Rome side-eyed Paul Heyman for doing the same thing. But it's like, have you not listened? Heyman does this every time. Have you not learned?
Mike Rome has a little personality. I like it.
Right.
I still miss Greg Hamilton, though.
I don't know.
Greg Hamilton, when he was doing the Best of the World for Shane McMahon, I'm like, this guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good. That was good.
You know, I like it. I like it. But yeah, so Sammy introduces himself and KO. And so we're going through the match. Bloodline, they're getting all their heat and whatnot. And then Usos come out of nowhere. We didn't think they would be there. And what were your thoughts on the Go Home SmackDown before we really get into the match?
Okay.
The Roman making Jimmy.
Well, the whole, I don't want you there. You guys stay home. It basically told us that they were going to show up. I think it foreshadowed it too much. You guys can just show up next week when I have my celebration.
I didn't have it in my mind that they would actually show up. I don't know why. But, yeah, I mean, the go home, Roman just making Jimmy give him the titles and Roman's holding up all the tag titles. I was like, oh, my God, this is really about to be the visual at the end of this, at the end of the match.
Mm-hmm. But,
the Usos show up. They're beating down KO and Sammy. And then they throw a super kick and they accidentally super kick Solo. And Roman, he's pissed off. Like, what are you guys doing here? I told you all to stay home. And then Jimmy super kicks Roman. And my heart stopped. I was recently welcomed into the family and my heart stopped. I was like, oh my God, the family is feuding. What's going on? And Jey Uso, we need to get this man an Emmy, an Oscar, an Academy Award, something.
But here's the thing with Jey. Can we call him a patsy? Can we call him just a hanger-oner? Because all he does is what others tell him to do. Think about it. All he does, if it's Roman, he does what Roman says. It was even at one point Sammy. He was doing what Sammy wanted. Now he wants to go check on Roman, but no, Jimmy says you're not allowed, so he's got to listen to brother Jimmy.
I think he's just conflicted. You know, he doesn't know.
He's been conflicted since 2020?
Well, no, he fell in line, like, after he lost. Like, he knew, like, what the ramifications were going to be, you know. And then with the Sammy thing, like, he was the one that wasn't with it. And then he finally grew to love this guy. And for him to get beat down, he's like, yo, my family, but I don't know if I could do this. But then, you know, eventually he chose his side and we get to the WrestleMania and everything.
Right, like. I don't want them to break up the Usos, but no. In the end, we need Jey to eventually go, hey, I'm just going to make my own decision about all this.
Yeah,
because he keeps just getting told what to do.
I think that's coming. And then another super kick to Roman, and Jimmy's like, I'm your brother. I would never do you like that. So Jimmy Uso living up to the nobody's bitch shirt.
I love Jimmy going, he's not your real brother. I'm your real brother. Like, okay.
Gotta let him know. But yeah,
what about Solo? They just kicked in the face. That's your real brother.
Well, that was an accident.
Oh yeah.
So Solo doesn't really speak, so we don't know what's really going on with him. Jimmy Uso living up to the nobody's bitch shirt that he had a couple years
ago.
So are we gonna get main event Jimmy Uso?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotta come.
I saw
Roman's supposed to defend the title of both Money in the Bank and SummerSlam. So maybe one of those shows.
Yeah, possibly. I'm gonna send you something. I want you to know what do you think about this? Let me know when you get that.
Okay.
But no, I thought it was a good match. I thought everybody performed well, and then just to get that drama, and then eventually a stunner to Solo, a haluva kick to Solo, and
that could work.
KO and Sammy did walk out the tag champions. Yeah, so what I sent Tim is Roman Reigns versus Jimmy Uso for the undisputed title with Jey Uso as the special guest referee. So, and you know what I see? Like, when I saw that, you know what I pictured? WrestleMania 28, Shawn Michaels special guest referee for the Hell in the Cell match with Taker.
Okay. Yeah.
And Triple H. Like, him just, like, being, like, conflicted in the corner, like, oh my God, I don't know. I really don't know what to do. And then he does. They do the what you call it, you know, kind of like the same gimmick, the super kick and then another super kick or whatever. And like, oh, my God, is this going to be it? Roman kicks out and then eventually, you know, Roman wins or whatever.
Did you see Rikishi's tweet?
Yes, I did. I did.
Oh, he just tweeted enough.
Oh, man, that's to get Rikishi involved. This is going to be something.
Right.
Does Rikishi bring backup?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, there are other members in the family that do this. I don't know. Does he bring Tamiko that just started working? Does he bring Black Pearl? I don't know. We got to see. But just the amount of emotion that we got out of Jimmy and Jey and everything, it just keeps going to another level. The story just, you know, keeps having new avenues to go. So we know we have the Usos avenue. We still don't know what's going to be happening with Solo down the line. So this is all very interesting.
You know what we need? The ultimate peacemaker, old Dwayne, to just lay down all the rules and be like, hey, calm the fuck down and listen, this is what's going to happen. Because, you know, Dwayne, he's the real tribal chief in that family.
I don't know. We thought we were going to see something of the sort, but that never happened.
Hey, so eventually, I think it will.
I don't know. I think people have just given up on that.
Tamina.
Tamina.
She's still around.
Yeah, no, I would like to see Tamina get involved. But, you know, like, I think that would be interesting.
She can be the one to be like, hey, if you guys don't get along, you know who I'm going to call. You could tease the Dwayne thing.
We could tease it. There we go. Because we do know they are pretty close.
Well, so bought her a house and a car.
Yes. I don't know, man. All this is very interesting. I'm excited. I did think that they were going to turn on him on SmackDown because that's the 9-year anniversary when Seth turned on the Shield.
Okay, I thought it was going to be the 1,000 celebration.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. That's
oh, for this Friday then.
This Friday, yeah.
It's okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's okay. I thought that's where it was going to happen. That would have been so poetic, like another chair shot to Roman.
Right.
You know, yeah, I feel so bad for Roman. Everybody turns on him in the end. Oh, man.
Well, when you put yourself on such a pedestal, you kind of, as he says, isolate yourself on the island of relevancy.
Yeah.
It's just going to end up being him and the wise man.
I mean, I think back to that promo Cody cut, you know, heading into their match at Mania, you know, you're going to be a chief without a tribe, a Roman mm-hmm. with no more reigns. You know, I really think back to that. So, I mean, there are more layers. Honestly, I can see how we can get to another year out of Roman's title run. We have the solo aspect when the Usos aspect is over, and then maybe Heyman gets tired enough and gets a new client or something.
But like Sammy told him on SmackDown, your bloodline is crumbling in front of your face, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, but Roman, he doesn't want to. He doesn't see it that way. He
right.
sees, you know, disloyal family members. When originally this all started because he was trying to protect and take care of the family.
And now he needs the family to protect him and his title reign.
Yeah, I think we can't get new layers out of this where Roman just beats people like I never needed help. I never needed help. Mm-hmm. They were just there, you know. I run this, you know. All that talk. But yeah, man, overall, what were your thoughts on Night of Champions? I like to give letter grades here.
Letter grade, B-.
B-? Okay.
Low B-, like almost a C+, but I would keep it with that B-, because I thought there was a really good opener, a really good main event. I thought Oscar Bianca was good, and I loved Gunther and Ali.
Yes, absolutely. Where does it rank out of the three major pay-per-views that we had this weekend?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I won't be number one because I think that was NXT.
Yes. Is it two?
Maybe. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I would put it number two.
I was kind of going the same way, given, you know, what happened with old Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be recapping that, ladies and gentlemen, with Brandon. So be on the lookout for that episode. But Tim, do you have anything else you want to talk about from Night of Champions or any other performers or anything like that?
No, I just hope that there is some sort of a follow up with Ali, because he got to have such a great like performance and showing. And so hopefully there is something, whether that is putting him in Money in the Bank, just giving him some good Raw matches and so forth. But that's the one thing that I want to see coming out of this. We know we're going to get everything with Rock and Cody's going to continue. We know that the Bloodline stuff's going to continue. But what I'm most interested is, can they keep this Ali momentum going? Because even in defeat, he looked good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he did. He looked like a star. Very, very, very seldom can people have losses and come out looking better than they went in. So hopefully Ali can pick up that momentum, put him in Money in the Bank, let him have a run. I almost wish he was kind of on... I almost wish he and Theory were on the same brand so we could just take the U.S. title off of Theory.
And they kind of tried that once, and then they didn't do it. They didn't pull the trigger. But that was months and months ago, though.
But did they try that with Ali?
Kind of.
Okay.
But it never really went anywhere.
Okay. Is he still doing the positive Ali thing, or did he drop that?
Yes and no, because right before the pay-per-view, he like cut this like almost sad promo thing from his car.
Yeah, I saw that. He was doing those like when in like 2019 or like in the cruiserweight division and stuff like that. And they were always really good, you know, walking the streets of Chicago, talking about how he used to be a cop and all these other things. Yeah, man. I need Ali to have a 24. Can we get one of those? Do they still make those?
Here and there. Not as often as they used to.
Yeah, and I'm gonna need a whole bunch. I'm gonna need one of him. I'm gonna need one of Gunther. I'm gonna just need 24s to everybody. So we can learn. But that is going to do it for our recap. I'll give it, like I said, B-, maybe a soft B, I don't know. But Tim, I want to thank, or you have something?
Mustafa Ali, Austin Theory, U.S. title, December 6, 2022.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, I don't remember that happening. Jesus. Tim, I want to thank you for coming on again, man. You're always welcome.
Let the people anytime.
Know where they can find you, where they can find your content.
So you can find my wrestling content at Pro Wrestling Unlimited, whether that's on YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And you can find all my personal stuff at Timmy Buddy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, I will be recapping Double or Nothing with Brandon. Be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, we will drop our regular episode. We have to talk the fallout of Night of Champions, Double or Nothing, and everything in between. Thank you guys so much. Stay clean, stay strong, stay safe. Diamonds are forever. So is the microphone messiah. Yes, sir.